This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegation of possessing two electors' photo identity cards, EPICs. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Digha Assembly constituency in Bihar stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav at the press meet yesterday was not issued by the Election Commission. Contrary to the RJD leader's claim that his name was removed from the draft voter list, Patna District Election Officer cum District Magistrate Dr. Thyagarajan confirmed that Mr. Yadav's name is still enrolled in the Digha constituency. Meanwhile, leaders of the BJP and other NDA allies have accused Mr. Yadav of possessing a fake voter ID. BJP National Spokesperson Ajay Alok has urged the Election Commission to take strict action. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernising and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya-Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat today. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnav said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है नई पटरियां बन रही है नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है ट्रेन को साफ रखना स्टेशन को साफ रखना नए स्टेशन बनाना कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर
In Jammu and Kashmir, the anti-terrorist operation in Kulgam district entered the third day today. The security forces have tightened the noose around the unknown number of terrorists who are engaged in the gun battle with them at the probable spots where they are believed to be hiding. High-tech surveillance equipment and elite para forces have been deployed to support the operation. So far, three unidentified terrorists have been killed, while one soldier also sustained injuries in the operation. Further details are awaited. In Andhra Pradesh, six migrant workers died and three others were injured today in a mishap in a granite quarry in Ballikurva of Bapatla district. A massive granite rock fell on the workers while they were engaged in mining works. The injured have been admitted to hospital in Narasarao pit. At least 16 workers were in the quarry at the time of the incident. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu expressed shock at the incident and ordered immediate rescue and medical care for those seriously injured. All the victims belong to Odisha and the police suspect some water seepage might have caused the rock to give way. Pro-Palestinian marches were held today at several cities around the globe, including Sydney, Melbourne and Cape Town, calling for peace and urgent aid deliveries to war-torn Gaza. In Australia, tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators braved pouring rain to march across Sydney's iconic Harbour Bridge. Marchers ranged from the elderly to families with young children. Among those present were also include WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore and retired footballer Craig Foster, all expressing solidarity with the Palestinian people. In cricket, hosts England have tightened their grip on fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India on crucial day four in London. Chasing a steep target of 374 set by the visitors, hosts were 339 for six in their second innings when reports last came in. Meanwhile, the play has been stopped due to bad light. And that is the end of this news bulletin.